there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey! Thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox, and myself, LeVar Arrington. Make sure you catch us live weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Start them early.
Well, in that family, yeah.
Damn.
Wait till I tell you to rest.
Oh my God.
Next break. Coming up on our next break, I will be talking to Jonas on the break.
Oh, that's like exclusive access. Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox with you here. No Brady Quinn will be back on the show on Monday. It'll be Sticks and I taking you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country, no matter where you are, making us a part of your Friday morning. We appreciate it, and we do it all live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there in unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So we've got NFL draft conversation all over the place. A lot of teams jockeying for position as we wait to see sort of what's happening. LeVar Arrington will be on the draft coverage here on Fox Sports Radio, which has got to be fun watching Jay Glazer just work.
Oh, yeah.
He's got so many connections and insiders that I don't know the last time he's missed a pick.
He doesn't miss. He does not miss.
And he talks to everybody.
Yeah. He gets them at least. How long is the clock for?
10 minutes.
Yeah, he gets it at 10 minutes. Like every time.
Like 10 minutes before the actual pick. So start of the new clock, he knows exactly what team.
Yeah.
Damn, good for him.
First year I did the show, I came in, I had my draft board ready, all this other stuff, da-da-da. I realized very quickly, he came in, he looked at my board, he was like, oh, yeah, that's pretty good. Yep, that's, oh, wow, that's pretty good. Nope, that's off, that's off, that's off, that's off, that's off, that's off. You had a couple pretty goods. And I was like, you know what? I was like, what's this dude talking about? And that draft got going, and he was right on every single pick.
Yeah,
So I just make sure I'm ready to talk about the top prospects in the first round. At this point, I almost feel like I should shoot him a note and say, just give me the first round picks so I can have my notes ready to talk about them specifically or particularly to that pick.
Yeah, at least
that's how good he is.
At least there's no surprises.
There's no surprises.
By the way, where's Chop going to go? Where's he getting drafted? Is he a first round guy?
Like he might be coming here.
You think L.A.?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Who, Rams?
Mm-hmm.
Picking at 19?
Sounds like it.
Ooh, that'd be a good spot.
Wouldn't be bad. They need a D lineman.
I'll show him around Thousand Oaks. You know, he goes to, I still think they're going to be at CLU for a short time, so I'll show him around Thousand Oaks, show him all the hot spots.
Maybe you should.
Know, take him to Sunset Terrace, you know.
Maybe you should.
Have a couple of throat burners, you know. We'll all get together.
Maybe you should.
Maybe somebody from Penn State can hang out with me outside of work, because I know I've tried to hang out with you, and you want no part of that. So maybe somebody can do that.
Whatever.
Yeah. So we do have a team that formerly had a Penn State star on them, and that's the New York Giants. And some people have said that they chose Daniel Jones over Saquon Barkley. That has been the speculation. Maybe Saquon should have gotten the long-term deal. Instead, it was Daniel Jones. And Joe Shane, their GM, he spoke yesterday about the perception that maybe there's a little buyer's remorse when it comes to Daniel Jones. Let's take a listen.
There's stuff out there all the time that's not true, and you really can't let it bother you. I've got a good relationship with Daniel, and we communicate. I'm still confident in Daniel, the way he's wired, what he showed us in 2022. I've still got a lot of confidence in Daniel.
So, of course he's got to say that, right?
Yes.
That he's confident in his quarterback, and, you know, this is where we're headed. If he's our quarterback, we feel good about it. And we talked to Albert Breer, and the Giants are amongst those teams that are projected to potentially make a trade up if they wanted to get a quarterback. The Giants, the Broncos, the Raiders, the Vikings, that seems to be the four teams most likely to be aggressive and move up in the draft to take a quarterback. Here's the part where I wonder if Joe Shane remembers saying this, because I remember when he said it at the time, because we talked about it on the air. He literally said a year ago that he wished he would have picked up the fifth-year option on Daniel Jones because it would have been better for the team. Mm. Well, had they picked up the fifth-year option on Jones, they could have just moved on at this point.
Right.
And there'd been no buyer's remorse conversation at all. They would have just said, all right, we tried it. We gave him another chance. It didn't work. Is what it is. And maybe Saquon Barkley is still a member of the New York Giants. But a year later, he's trying to tell people no buyer's remorse. And if you believe some of the reports out there, that it's really ownership who's a bigger fan of Daniel Jones than maybe the GM and the coach are. And they're just kind of along for the ride, which makes me rethink my thought that they would just go with whoever the best player is available. If, God forbid, you know, and we talked about Washington and the odds, you know, slanting towards potentially it being Drake May at two. If the Giants are sitting there at six and they love Jaden Daniels, or even if they love Drake May, and the Patriots are kind of wishy-washy on either, like maybe they move up to three and just say, we're not messing around. Like, let's go up and get our guy at number three, and then we'll figure it out and give Daniel Jones one more year, and then we move off of him.
And you're going to give up draft stock, so you're going to give up your pick and then another pick?
But
like,
you're
picking the first and then another pick?
If you like one of those guys enough, I wonder if, because if you go another year with Daniel Jones and he struggles, there's a chance that maybe they move on from Brian Daboll. Like, because Belichick's name is out there in the report that came out with Seth Wickersham and company, and they detailed it. The three teams that Belichick would be interested in coaching next year more than others would be Philly, Dallas, and the New York Giants, because he has ties to New York. He basically started his NFL career there. He was there for such a long time with Bill Parcells that if the Giants go in and have another bad year and it's because of poor quarterback play, like, Daboll could be out of a job.
Sure.
If Belichick's there.
And that happens.
So I wonder if Daboll would look at this and go, I'd rather restart the clock with a rookie quarterback.
Yes.
Than have to go into another year with a guy who's got injury problems.
Yes.
and maybe confidence issues.
Too
at this
many
point.
Too many question marks, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're Brian Daboll, you got to believe that this is a very pivotal year for you and what you're doing as the head coach of this ball club. So if you're that close, first off, who's to say that you got to try to move up to get Drake May or Jaden Daniels? There's still Michael Penix. There's still J.J. McCarthy. I mean, there's still players that could actually come in and have the pedigree to transform your team. I'm still of the mindset that Michael Penix could end up being the steal of this draft. I'm not all the way in on saying that you know, it's going to be Caleb Williams or it's going to be Jayden Daniels. One thing I loved about Michael Penix is his ability to compete. He's just got this knack about him. And I saw it when he was at Indiana. He jumped off of the screen when he was playing for Indiana.
Outplayed Justin Fields in that game against Ohio State.
Bro, he outplayed everybody that year. He was outplaying people, man.
I was talking to Petros yesterday because I was filling in on the Blowtorch, AM570 LA Sports, and we were talking about Penix. And Petros loves Penix. And to your point, he also said, look, the one concern with Penix is everyone brings up his medicals because of the knee issues. He's like, if you actually watch him play, he's a get the ball and get rid of it quick guy. He's not one of these mobile, like a Caleb Williams type or Jayden Daniels.
And you know what? And he doesn't need to be.
Yeah.
He does not need to be. Because if these coaches are doing what they're supposed to do at the pro level, and you have the personnel that you need to have, that ball should be coming out quickly anyway. I mean, that's the bottom line. You shouldn't need to have a guy that can run like a running back necessarily to have success. In fact, people still debate that it is the statuesque, non-mobile, pocket-passing quarterback that wins. I would be more concerned, like, when you think about it, Patrick Mahomes is the only recent running quarterback that's winning Super Bowls, and he's not even a run-first quarterback. He's a passer. He just happens to have that ability to be able to run. He's not a running back quarterback, but he can run. I mean, you go back, who else wins Super Bowls running the ball? Steve Young? Guys have come close. I mean, they're polarizing. Mike Vick, polarizing. You know, guys are polarizing. Lamar Jackson is polarizing.
Cam is
polarizing.
Didn't go well.
But it's generally been the guy that knows how to throw the ball from the pocket, man. And Michael Penix is that type of guy. I wouldn't be surprised if you're going to take a quarterback and you're at the position you're in, stay where you're at and get Michael Penix. Why not? And if you want a runner at that to that point, if you want a quarterback that can throw the ball and can run, go after J.J. McCarthy. He can do both. He can run.
I think, just if I had to guess right now, I think if he's there, the Raiders are taking Penix, which would be awesome. I love Michael Penix. Maybe it's because he's lefty. I don't know what it is about lefties. Like, it just looks different and it looks prettier when they throw. There's like a different, like a more unique style to it. It's like a guy who hits a home run left-handed just looks better than the guy who hits a home run right-handed. I don't know why. Like, there's a lot of right-handed guys who hit home runs, but when Bryce Harper hits a bomb or Bellinger hits a bomb, it just looks different. Penix throws a football, and it's fun to watch. So he's going to be there at 6. Maybe the Giants go in that direction. I just think that if you're Daboll, if you're Joe Shane, and you said a year ago that you wish you would have placed the fifth year or picked up the fifth year option on Daniel Jones, and then a year later you're like, oh, we have no buyer's remorse after this past season.
You do.
If
you're Daboll, I don't have buyer's remorse because I didn't bring this guy here. There's no loyalty connection to Daboll and Daniel. So why would you risk losing your job? And by the way, if you hadn't paid attention, the Giants, they're not playing around. Some of these cats is out here playing. The Giants aren't playing. Let Daboll get off to a bad start. They will fire his ass. Out of there. Like, we're going to move on from you. Like, I don't know if it'll be during the season, but it'll be done.
Well, they've done it before.
It'll be done.
Yeah.
It will be done. So if I'm Daboll and I know that I come in here and there's like been like 2-3 coaches that got hired before me that didn't make it past three years' time, something to that effect, I'm very leery of the fact that I'm not going to waste what I have right now. As a head coach, you got a bird in the hand. Like, don't worry about getting another job and what that looks like. You got a bird in the hand right now. You better make the decisions that you feel are going to yield you the best results now. And I'm going to tell you, that ain't Daniel Jones. And I think we all know the verdict is in on that. It ain't Daniel Jones. So while you may say you don't have buyer's remorse and this and that, and you have confidence in Daniel Jones, you have confidence in Daniel Jones, but at what position? Second position? Probably so. And by first position until that rookie's ready to go? Probably so.
By the way, I'd like to defend Daniel Jones just for a second here if I could. A lot of people were busting his balls because of this wide-eye look he was giving when talking to the media earlier this week. Kind of a weird look. And everyone just sort of making jokes about it and all that. He's not Charles Manson, okay? He had a little bit of a deer in headlights look, but just, you know, lay off the guy a little bit. He's trying to recover from an injury and trying to get back on track. And he realizes that if there's a quarterback there for the taking, the clock starts ticking on his career with the Giants because New York's probably taken one. So there is all that. Daniel Jones got a lot going on. Love the draft. We're less than a week away, and LeVar Arrington and company will be on the coverage of the draft.
Yeah, you mean Jay Glazer and company.
No. VAR.
Rawr.
Sticks. Sticks, baby. Coming up next here, though, from the TireRack.com studios, we are going to get to the bottom of some people that are all of a sudden panicking in the world of sports, and really, it's a little bit too soon to do so. That'll be yours here on FSR. But let's talk about Tire Rack. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Just use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires, shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that, so go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way to
be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up in about 20 minutes from now, we are going to have another edition of Over-Unders here as we get you set for a busy weekend in the world of sports and beyond, and we gamble our asses off in doing so. So that'll be yours here again a little over 20 minutes from now. Right now, we welcome in the man himself, John Paul Morosi, MLB insider for Fox Sports Radio, also of the MLB Network, kind enough to spend a few minutes with us here talking baseball, talking hardball. JP, what's happening? Good Friday morning to you.
Good morning, my friends. What a great time of year. We got the NHL playoffs coming up, and it's getting to be the time of year in baseball where we've got enough games to start really forming some opinions about these teams. So I love this opportunity to talk with you guys this morning.
And, nice. I mean, let's not bury the lead. You got the Michigan spring game coming up here, JP.
We do. So. Jason Benetti's on the call tomorrow morning. It's going to be outstanding. I will actually be traveling. I've got a game in Atlanta tomorrow, Rangers and Braves, but I'm going to be watching that game. I know Jenny Taft is there, too, the great Fox football group. So, Brady and LeVar, I got to make sure I'm up to date on what we can expect from Michigan next year.
Indeed. Yeah. Well, Q's out today.
Yeah, he's not in today, but he, I think he's also out on Michigan next year. You know, with all those players departing and going to the NFL potentially, it feels like a lot of turnover. But I did want to get your thoughts on what was some news that we got in the world of sports and how it might apply to Major League Baseball. So, Jonte Porter of the Toronto Raptors obviously gets a lifetime ban for the gambling stuff that went on. When you talk to people in and around Major League Baseball, and I know that the Ohtani interpreter and things like that, when it comes to gambling, and they've obviously had the Pete Rose issue from the past, but what were the reservations like for people in Major League Baseball to openly welcome in gambling sponsorship, things like that to the league, knowing the potential pitfalls that could lie beneath some of this stuff, especially with a history of Pete Rose and others, and now seeing another player in another sport get a lifetime ban? How much cause for concern was there for people in Major League Baseball about it?
I think there's a reason why, Jonas, it took a while for baseball to arrive at that point. It was, I think, an incremental thought, and there was a lot of conversation, and there still is every single year. Every single spring training, there is a presentation done in each Major League clubhouse about what Rule 21 is in Major League Baseball, why it's there, what you're not allowed to do, and what the penalties are if you violate that rule. And every baseball player, even as the generations go by, they know who Pete Rose is, they know what he did, and they know what his punishment's been. And I think that is a very, very clear standard where there is no mistaking what your penalty is if you violate that rule. And I think that it's been important for baseball to have robust communication around it, around what the expectations are. If you're a baseball player, if you're an employee of a club, around gambling, and I know the commissioner has talked about this before. The baseball believes that the sports gambling component certainly has a chance to bring in revenue to the sport overall, which is clear. It's why any pro league and why pro leagues around the world in different sports are involved in partnerships of that kind. But I think also there's a belief that baseball, with the way that the sport is set up, with the number of unique, discriminate moments in a game and statistics, whether it's strikeouts or even real-time in-game potentiality of getting involved in wagering, it has a potential to have an element of growth to it, where it brings in people to the sport who maybe have otherwise a passing interest in it, and it helps the fans engage in the sport in a different way. I think it's really up to then the teams, the league, certainly player agents, the players themselves, to educate themselves on what the rules are about how you have to stay in compliance with it. And I do think, to your point, Jonas, it's the Ipe Mizuhara scandal has brought to mind a lot of, I think, re-emphasis on rules and best practices. And so it's a cautious part of the game, but it's one that the league believes, in terms of the partnership aspect of it, could lead to future growth. And I think that's why it's a cautious but important revenue aspect for the game overall.
JP, you talk about revenue and relevance and just people engaging the game. You have three of the traditional powers right now that are atop of the MLB and their rankings, with the Braves and the Dodgers and the Yankees. How good is that for the attention to have a team like the Yankees, obviously a team like the Dodgers up top like this, and Atlanta, of course? How good is that for the game, and how sustainable is it for those teams to be able to maintain at the top, at the level they've come out of the gates with?
You know, LeVar, it's an important question, because you look at the game overall and how you're going to grow the game, grow interest in the sport around the country and the world, and there are certain brands that have more resonance than others. And when we had our first conversation of the regular season, when I was in Seoul, South Korea, and I was talking to you guys in the nighttime when I was there, morning your time, there's no accident that the Dodgers were playing in that game. And they are one of the most recognizable brands in the sport. I think, LeVar, the other interesting part of this is, in baseball, you think back, the last repeat champion was the 2000 New York Yankees. It's been nearly a quarter century since any team repeated as champion. And I think baseball has, through revenue sharing, through the change in the playoff format, making their top teams have to win an additional playoff round effectively,
create more parity.
Yeah, 100%. There has been more parity. And I think that baseball has welcomed that aspect. I don't think, and I'd be really surprised, how many people would have predicted the Diamondbacks to make the World Series last year when the playoffs started. I certainly didn't. I enjoyed watching them play, but I did not see them last season as, oh my gosh, I'm watching a World Series team here. So they're, and then they go out and sweep the Dodgers in three games. The Dodgers didn't even win a playoff game last year.
Wow.
The D-backs beat them 3-0. So it's an interesting, for me, just conversation about what a championship season should look like. You think back and compare it to the European soccer. Well, all the major European soccer leagues have no playoffs. Your champion is the team that has the best record and the most points in the regular season. That's it. Then the season's over. Our sports culture is different, and I think it's for the better. But just because we're seeing these three teams, and I'm impressed, and I can't wait to watch the Braves in person tomorrow. But as good as they have played, recent history suggests that one or two, or maybe even all three of that group, won't even make the LCS, let alone the World Series, just because of how challenging the road is once you hit the playoffs.
John Pomerosi joining us here on Fox Sports Radio. You can get him on Twitter or X at John Morosi, MLB insider for Fox Sports Radio and MLB Network. JP, I was filling in locally here in LA on AM 570 LA Sports, the home of the Dodgers. They're in first place. And there's a little bit of panic. People are not happy. They're not happy with Shohei Ohtani. He's batting 360, but they're looking at what he's doing with runners in scoring position. One for his last 19, I believe the number is. Mookie Betts is off to a rock star start, but it does feel like expectations and a lot of the weight of that stuff in the offseason and what the projections were are starting to weigh, at least on the fan base. What are you hearing from other people in baseball that you talk to about the early start for the Dodgers?
Well, Jonas, unfortunately for the Dodgers, the application to just begin the playoffs in April was rejected. Okay, so they can't just advance right there. They have got to play the 6 months of the regular season. And listen, it's tough. It is hard to have expectations this high. This is, in a lot of ways, a very unique unique team at a unique time in a very unique place in L.A. right now. But it does make you reflect back and think about the pressure that the Derek Jeter, Mariano Rivera Yankees faced when it was their expectation just to make the playoffs every single year, and they still got there at the end. They made it every year between 95 and 2007. Every single year they made it for more than a decade, so it's an amazing streak. And I think that in this case, should they be panicked? Panicked is maybe a too strong for me. Concerned? Sure. They've already had eight different starting pitchers. And Bobby Miller was supposed to be one of the guys they could really trust to soak up some significant innings. And he's on the IL, along with Kershaw and Buehler. Now, they hope that Buehler's back soon. Kershaw maybe a little bit later. But the demands, and I can't stress this enough, when you have a pitcher who's come over in Yamamoto, who is still getting adjusted to the North American schedule of pitching every fifth day instead of once a week, and you're giving him a bonus day of rest, which again is, I think it's only fair to help him adjust, but it has a profound impact on the rest of the rotation. And now you're having to find a way to get six starters and not five, and then of the possible options, Miller, Kershaw, and Buehler are hurt. And that's when you see guys like Brazier having to start games, and they just called up Landon Knack, and they had Kyle Hurt started the game. They just had to get creative here. And so it's not going to be a glide path. The Padres, I believe, are one game back right now. They've played good baseball. So the Dodgers are a great team, but they are not a perfect team. And they're going to have to, I think, battle their way to win that division. And the weight of expectations, as the old saying goes, it's like LeVar when he's playing in the NFL for a long time, you're going to get everybody's best game when you're on good teams.
That's true.
And the Dodgers have 162 of those.
Mm. I think that was well put, JP. My I'm curious about the Stros right now. They stink. They're not very good, but they're going to pull Verlander out of the garage tonight against the Nats. What impact do you think he has on the team? How important is it for Verlander to come out and be, you know, the type of player he's been in the past?
You know, LeVar, it's an excellent point about Verlander's return and where he's and what he could do. Certainly tonight, it's big. They need a pick-me-up. But I've always been of the mind that unless your starting pitcher is consistently going 7, 8, 9 innings and just absolutely dominating the competition every fifth day, that the momentum from your team needs to come from the position players. And the position players there have collectively been a disappointment this year. Jose Abreu, his numbers are just nowhere close to what they've been for a long time. Just up and down the lineup, they've not been good. And I'm officially worried about them. I look at that division. I think Texas is the best team. Seattle's probably the second best team. And Houston looks a little bit old and a little bit confused because they've not played like this really at all since they've gotten good in the streak of ALCS appearances. So, LeVar, for me, the big question I've got is, how much longer does this go before they honestly say, you know what, we are going to be sellers at the deadline. We're going to have to trade Bregman or trade Kyle Tucker, because this team, which has been going for it for so long, LeVar, I'll tell you, I had like three or four conversations yesterday just with baseball people and chatting about the game, and invariably one of the questions I got was, man, like, what is going on with the Astros? And we're just like talking back and forth about, I see this, I see that. So this is a big time discussion topic in every baseball conversation right now in the big leagues, is what's up with them. And my answer is, they've gotten a little bit old. Of course, first year manager, they're not producing, their pitching is hurt, the bullpen is different, and the pieces aren't fitting. And I do not, with Verlander coming back, I'm thrilled for Justin, happy that he's back on the mound, because the game is better when he's in it. But
not that big of an impact.
It's not going to be, right now, it's not going to be enough, LeVar, unless the position players take up the cause every day.
Mm. Get him on Twitter, at John Morosi. JP, we got about 20 seconds, but Stanley Cup pick.
I knew I was going to get asked this. So right now, I'm going to say that now the drought is over. The Vancouver Canucks win. They become the first Canadian team to win the
All
Cup
right.
since 1990.
All right. That's what I'm talking about.
The Canucks win it. There you go.
Somewhere Pavel Bure is smiling with
Amen.
A little. Yeah, so there it is.
And Jonas and LeVar, we're going to keep this recording only if the Canucks win.
There you go.
We'll play it back in a couple months.
Otherwise, we'll adjust it on the podcast. As
I
Jonas
appreciate
would say.
That.
No
that
worries.
That is fair enough. There he is, John Paul Morosi, Fox Sports Radio's MLB insider, also of the MLB Network. And there's nothing this man can't do. He's like the Swiss Army knife. I mean, you want to talk Italian soccer, you want to talk NHL, you want to talk Michigan football. Mm. Nothing he can't do. JP, always
and
a good time.
He can do it in a different language.
Hell yeah.
Grazie mille. Buone fine settimana. Have a great weekend, guys. Jonas,
have a good
Lamar.
One.
Thanks, as always, my friends. I love the conversation.
Excellent,
there he
JP.
Is, John Paul Morosi here on Fox Sports Radio.
That's a good egg, man.
Yeah.
Tell you what.
He is a good dude.
I enjoy our interviews with him.
Yeah, yeah. Sure you do. Yeah. All right, so we are going to have another edition of Over-Unders coming up here shortly, but for all the latest from around the world of sports, a man shaking his head in disagreement with John Paul Morosi at his Vancouver Canucks Stanley Cup champion.
Who
pick,
you got, Eddie?
The
Garcia.
Drought will continue.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Canada will not win another cup this
wow.
year, and it will definitely not be the Vancouver Canucks.
Man. Oh, wow.
Could see them losing in the first round.
Oh, wow.
Oh, how about dropping Pavel Bure, Eddie? How
I like that. Huh? I like that. Yeah, yeah.
I'm like dropping 30-year-old hockey knowledge here.
I'd have gone Trevor Linden, but you know, Pavel Bure.
Yeah,
bad.
Me too. I would have went Trevor
That's
Linden.
Right, LeVar.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Let's get you caught up on the NBA. Well, there wasn't any NBA action last night. For some reason, they took Thursday off. But
well, Butler, he's in the news.
You get two play-in games tonight. To decide who gets the 8th seed in the East and the West. Out East, you've got the Heat taking on the Bulls. Winner gets the number one seed in the East, the Boston Celtics. As LeVar said, yes, Jimmy Butler in the news because he's out. He will not play for Miami. And matter of fact, he's going to be out several weeks because of the MCL injury in his knee. So even if the Heat can win in advance, they probably won't have him for the first round. So anyway, but first things first. For Miami, let's see if they can beat the Bulls tonight or not. Out West, you've got the Pelicans against the Kings. Winner will face the number one seed in the West, the Denver Nuggets. And no Zion Williamson for the Pelicans. He's out with that hamstring injury. He'll be reevaluated in 2 weeks. NHL, it was the final day of the regular season. All the playoff matchups are now set. There was two out West that needed to be finalized. The Kings beat the Blackhawks 5-4 in overtime, while the Golden Knights lost to the Ducks 4-1. So LA wins and Vegas loses. And that means that it'll be the Kings against the Edmonton Oilers the first round. Defending Stanley Cup champion Golden Knights will face the number one seed in the West, the Dallas Stars. In baseball, you had the Guardians beating the Red Sox 5-4. Cleveland is tied with the New York Yankees for the best record in baseball at 13-6. Rangers outscored the Tigers 9-7. It was the Rays getting by the Angels 2-1. And the Giants shut out the Diamondbacks 5-0. San Francisco starter Logan Webb, 7 shutout innings. He and Turley was combining on the 3-hit shutout. Marlins and Cubs were rained out in Chicago. In the NFL, Ravens wide receiver Zay Flowers will not face any punishment from the league after they found insufficient evidence to support allegations made against him stemming from an alleged incident in January. And the league reinstated 5 players, including former Lions safety C.J. Moore, after a year-long suspension for violating the league's gambling policy. Now back to LeVar Arrington and Jonas Knox, the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios.
Thanks, Eddie. Two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. It's the blue dress. Nickel and dime stuff. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Happy about that.
Can you take us to break? What,
damn.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
You got JP Morosi envy right now.
Yeah.
Because I ask better questions
I'm
than you.
I'm sick of that.
Take us a break, man.
It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here
done.
On Fox Sports
The work's
Radio.
Been done here.
LeVar Arrington, Jonas
You're
Knox
welcome.
With you. Coming up next here from the TireRack.com studios.
One of us asks brilliant questions to JP.
Speaking
Excellent
of,
point.
Speaking of, screw you, Lee. Don't egg it on. Speaking of,
Lee, maybe you need to get involved with the question asking with JP when he comes on. You know what I mean?
We are.
Since I'm the only one that asks amazing and excellent questions, you know what I mean?
I'm so tired of this. Coming up next here, though, we are going to have another edition of Over Unders, and it's yours here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries, they helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up top of next hour. A little over 10 minutes from now.
You disrespectful ass Fox. You dirty son of a...
They just showed on local news here a Fox... taking a leak in somebody's car.
A Ferrari.
Yeah, Ferrari had the top down.
Took and a dump on the top of the Ferrari.
And this fox just showed up and let it fly. That's got to be expensive as hell to
you
clean, right?
Stinking ass fox.
Oh, man.
I do want to point out, I've watched that video, and the fox does it multiple times.
Yeah.
Oh, that is hilarious. He knew what he was doing. He's that fox came back from a different life and knows the person that owns that car. That's what that's about.
I'd like to hear PETA make a case against giving that fox the electric chair.
Dang.
Like strapping it up, putting, actually strap some jumper cables to it Dang. And just start firing off the gas pedal and just see what happens.
Cook it right there.
Yeah, like that.
Fried fox.
Because think about it. That's an expensive car. If it's urinating or dumping multiple times on the... I mean, how much is that to get fixed?
How much work is it for that fox to climb up onto the car and cop the squat right where it did, right where the engine is?
Bastard, man.
That is hilarious, bro.
What an a-hole.
Man.
All right. Well, coming up top
Literally
of next hour.
An a-hole.
We are going to get more into the speculation near the top of the NFL draft because there's a team that could be interested in maybe getting out of there, could be interested in moving away. We'll explain who that is again top of next hour. Before we get to another edition of Over-Unders, we're going to let you know that shortly after the show, our podcast will be going up. So if you've missed any of it, be sure to check out the pod. Search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to also follow, rate, and review the pod. Again, search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. You'll see this show posted right after we get off the air.
Time to put your money where your mouth is.
I have been losing.
You know you're a lying, low-life gambling degenerate.
It's over under.
All right, lead the lap. How'd we do last week? You weren't here because you were banged up, but how'd we do?
I sure was. I was probably still up at this time last week, even though I wasn't here.
You weren't answering.
Yeah.
You were not responsive.
Oh.
You responded the first time I hit you. And then it was a wrap.
All right. Now,
that's all good.
That tracks.
You might have been up. You just weren't coherent.
I was here for the start of the show. I don't think I made it to the second hour.
All right.
We'll do a quick recap. Last week, of course, we always been starting with these UFL games on Fox. We had Memphis versus Birmingham at a 40.5. Jonas and Brady both took the over. LeVar took the under. It did hit the over with the Birmingham Stallions.
Yep. Good job.
33 versus 42.
I wouldn't have known one way or the other. Well, good job.
Tiger, would he have made the cut? Brady was the only one who took the over on that. Good job to Brady.
Because he's a Tiger Woods fan. Boy, so of course he was going to take the over.
Yep. He also took Scotty Scheffler to finish under 3.5, so he was the only one to take that. Brady on the Masters.
Man, he was undefeated right now. Good.
And then UFC 300 was Pereira versus Hall. Rounds at 1.5. Pereira took care of it in the first round. Jonas and Brady took that. LeVar, you took the over.
Did I take the over?
Yeah.
What did I say? That they were going to go to the distance?
I don't think you said the distance, but you said over 1.5.
Oh.
By the way, when Pereira hits people...
I thought it was the opposite.
When that guy Pereira hits people, they melt. It's like a bolt of lightning. You watch that video, there's a video.
I didn't get any of them.
No.
By the way, there's a video. Somebody's a real jerk. Worse than that fox who took a dump on that Porsche. The trumpet next to it.
No, did you see the one where they put the guitar in his hand? He knocked that man smack out into like a guitar they put a guitar in his hand and he started playing some mariachi tune.
They put a trumpet in his mouth on the one that I saw. It's just, or it was a saxophone. They put it in his mouth on the one I saw. But not very nice. All right, so how did we do? What was the final score, Lee?
Brady went undefeated, 4-0. You split it, Jonas, 2-2, and LeVar, 0-4.
Yeah, I split it. What you think about that?
Ew, I'm disputed.
What do we got this week?
All right, let's move on. We got another UFL game on Fox.
We got a what?
Another UFL game on Fox.
Okay.
DC Defenders versus the Stallions again. 46.5 this time.
Under.
Under.
By the way, under of 46.5 seconds is the amount of time I'll watch of this game.
Yeah, too.
What you think about that?
I make the under on that.
Damn.
Guys, we got two play-in games tonight. Obviously, Bulls at Heat, Kings at Pelicans. Bulls at Heat is at 205, Kings at Pelicans is at 210. Total points between both games, 415.
Under.
Over.
Win and get in, crunch time. Teams are going to be cautious, don't want to make a mistake. That's the strategy. Take the under, Lee.
Over.
Guys, every series is going to be played through the weekend. Losses by higher seeds this weekend, 2.5.
Losses by higher seeds.
Yeah, or you could say wins by lower seeds.
What as it applies to what?
Game one.
A five beating a four, a six beating a three this weekend.
I get what a seed is. But for basketball?
Yeah, for NBA playoffs.
I'll take the under.
I don't know who's rated what, so I don't know. But I'll take the over.
I like it.
I don't know who's ranked. What,
I like it.
In the seeds.
Guys, Devin Haney versus Ryan Garcia, 10.5.
I got Devin Haney on that one.
A 10.5 rounds?
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to go
I'll take the
distance.
Under.
And bars I hit up this week in 4.5.
Over.
I'm going to take the under.
Over. Come on. It's Lee.
Way
over.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.